CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick. To cheers and jeers, the Confederate flag changed locations today in South Carolina. CBS News reporter Jim Crisula was there.
The lowering of the Confederate flag from atop the State House and the raising of a much smaller banner from a new flagpole on the State House grounds was greeted by cheers, jeers, and applause. Governor Jim Hodges says it's time for the state to move forward.
I think the majority of South Carolinians do favor the compromise. They believe it's a positive step forward.
Leo Woodbury disagrees and wants to take it a step forward.
Remove a symbol from State House grounds that is offensive and not representative of all the people of South Carolina.
The NAACP vows to continue its economic boycott of the state until the flag is completely removed from State House grounds. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Columbia, South Carolina.
He called himself the Ukrainian Cary Grant. For millions of Americans, he was the grouchy comic. Walter Matthau has died. CBS News correspondent David Dow joins us from Los Angeles now with a look at Matthau's career.
Walter Matthau will probably be best recalled for his comedic roles as a crotchety or conniving man, and such films as The Odd Couple, The Fortune Cookie, and Grumpy Old Men. But that, says film critic Leonard Maltin, vastly understates Matthau's talents.
I fear that he'll be best remembered for his comic teamwork with Jack Lemmon, which is not to minimize how wonderful he was paired up with Jack Lemmon, but really there was so much more to Matthau's career and to his achievements.
Born to Russian Jewish immigrants, Matthau went on to a stage and movie career spanning more than a half century. His last film, Hanging Up, was released just months ago. He was 79. Cammy?
CBS News correspondent David Dow. New York City is planning a huge 4th of July celebration this year. And forget New Year's Eve. Police Commissioner Howard Safer says this will be the biggest security operation ever.
In the 24 hours right around July 4th, we're going to have 28,800 police officers working the two tours. And that's the most police officers we've ever used in the history of the city.
The city's planning for OpSail 2000 being billed as the largest maritime event in peacetime, with hundreds of naval vessels and tall ships. The piers along the East and Hudson Rivers are being swept from mines. Navy divers have been deployed and surveillance cameras used. Authorities are patrolling the skies with helicopters. An insurance company is suing the parents of Columbine gunman Eric Harris. Company says it shouldn't have to cover the couple in lawsuits filed by victims of the shooting spree. Those lawsuits charge the Harrises with negligence for allowing their son to collect weapons. The president signed into law the first major campaign finance reform measure in two decades. It requires nonprofit groups to tell who's paying for their political type ads. This is CBS News.
This is the saw that cuts the beam that holds up the building that Janice might or might not invest in. Janice knows real estate developments can be a boom or a bust. So before investing in this one, Janice did some heavy lifting. Poring over the books, inspecting the developer's financial house, Janice found the numbers were up to code. The development could make money if it opened on time. So every 2 weeks, Janice straps on a hard hat and walks the site, measures its progress, compares it to the business plan, and every 2 weeks, construction is right on schedule. So Janice invests. The doors open on time, and Janice got in on the ground floor. Looking to build your portfolio? Get there, Janice Mutual Funds. Call 1-888-JANICE-99.
Call for a prospectus containing more complete information, including expenses. Read it carefully before you invest or send money. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Janice Distributors, Inc.
Hollywood has big hopes this weekend for two new movies, The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and The Perfect Storm. With the true story behind that film, here's CBS News reporter John Harchi.
Characters in the movie call the storm that swallowed up a swordfish boat and six fishermen the worst in recorded history.
The perfect storm.
Federal weather experts add some reality.
This storm was one of the worst storms, I'd say, of the last 25 years.
NOAA's Louis Uccellini says that 1991 storm was predicted, and since then, technology has improved.
When these storms happen again, and they will happen again, we expect to be able to make better forecasts than we even made for this storm.
Three major weather systems combined to form the perfect storm, which caused coastal damage and huge waves out in the Atlantic. John Hartsey, CBS News, Washington.
And there is one other big movie debuting this holiday weekend, The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson. Hollywood's hoping for a winner. Ticket sales are off from this time last year. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Good afternoon. I'm Frank Motak, KNX 1070 News Radio. 75 degrees here in Hollywood on this hazy Saturday. It's July 1st, 2000.